Right, welcome aboard. It is a Friday, for goodness sakes. What are you doing moping about? I know that it's cold, but whatever. It's the weekend now. Enjoy yourself and start by listening to me. And the other good news is I'm only here until 6. And then we'll have this week in college basketball, followed by high school basketball here on WPHM tonight. 7 o'clock will be over in Marysville and Marine City, our first boys basketball game of the season. Had the ladies last night. I'll get to the highlights in the second half of this hour, but we're going to kick off the show with an all-star lineup. Well, actually, it's just me and Bill Warren, but that was the best I could patch together on a Friday. Bill Warren is here, and in case you don't know, on top of the list of the many things that he does, he has taken on a new mantle these days. He is the head coach of the Port Huron Yeti. And if you don't know what the Yeti are, you haven't been listening to my show, because I've already had Jeff Blum on about this. But it's a professional roller hockey team. And what in the world do you know about roller hockey, Bill? I know you know about hockey. What do you know about roller hockey?
Not a lot. I was joking with Jeff this morning, actually, and I told him, I said, you know, you've got your work cut out for you as far as building this team. Because you've got to build a team that's going to be successful despite my coaching.
I bet you catch on pretty quick. And I bet it's not too terribly different. I don't know. Is there offsides or something like that?
No.
Other than that, that would probably be the only thing to adjust to.
Yeah, I mean, there is offsides, but it's not the traditional two blue lines. It's basically the center ice. So it's essentially like the remember in the old days, the two-line pass, you've got to tag up at center ice. You can't just hang out in front of the opposition's front of the net because apparently what would happen is a lot of teams would throw the puck back to their goalie and then they would try to fire a 200-foot pass down to the front of the net. So they wanted to create some flow to the game, and so they've created a center ice red line.
It's small, but I like to start new things small. I think the biggest mistake a lot of people make is, oh, we're going to do something, and then they try to get 20 teams involved. Start small and build it up. There's a franchise in St. Louis that's pretty credible from what I understand. What, Perry Turnbull is involved in that, former NHL guy.
Yep.
And I know Blummer knows him personally.
Yep.
And then you got a team in Grand Rapids, which is a great city.
Yep.
And then we got Little Us and Little Frazier.
Yep.
But that's a great rivalry right off the hop.
Yep.
Too. So.
Yep.
And it helps out with the travel stuff. Pretty short season, but it's going to happen pretty quick, right?
Yes.
When do you guys get going?
I believe we start the first week of May, and then I think opening night for us is, I believe, May 22nd. Whatever that Saturday is that weekend, it'll be our first game. But yeah, I mean, it was, Jeff had called me out of the blue, and just, it was kind of funny when he called. I saw who it was from, and first thing I said to him was, hey, I can't play roller hockey. And he says, his exact comments to me was, well, I know you can't play, but can you coach? And, we had some discussion, and I wasn't, to be honest with you, I wasn't really too interested in it, only because I wasn't really that familiar with the sport, nor have I ever played it. And then I had lunch with him and Bobby Clausen kind of explained to me what his vision was. And like you said, he told me that he could add four teams tomorrow if he wanted, but he wants to start with the four that he has currently and grow from there and kind of go from that. And then the other thing too, which I thought was very interesting, is, ice hockey is a very expensive sport, and it's very limited to families that can afford to play the game, and roller hockey is very inexpensive, to say the least. And Bobby's vision was to help kids that wanted to play ice hockey but couldn't afford it the opportunity to play. And when you actually look at it in the time of the season, I mean, really, we're going to be going head to head with baseball and soccer, and quite honestly, we feel like we can put something out there that the kids are going to like and the kids are going to enjoy and the kids are going to want to play.
So that leads me to my next question. What are we looking at age-wise here, because it is professional roller hockey, but how young a player or how old a player do you envision?
Well, I don't want to indulge in any names because obviously we haven't come to terms with anybody yet, but I know that just so the fans know, this is pro hockey and these kids are really talented, and I call them kids, but you know, you're talking about guys that are probably in their mid-20s or early 30s. They'll probably will be some guys that are probably in their early 20s, depending upon, you know, I think really when the more I look into the sport is there's individuals that play ice hockey that are playing at some of the highest levels, either in the East Coast League or in the American Hockey League, and then they're are also individuals that just strictly play roller. And those guys are really talented too. So I think you're going to get a mixture of guys that maybe are pretty successful on the ice. In other words, they've probably played either major A, junior hockey, OHL, WHL, Quebec Major, Junior League, or played collegiately at the Division I level. And then you might get some guys that are probably the best players in the league that don't even play ice hockey, that are strictly roller hockey guys that are really good at their sport.
Well, you know, and it's different. The inline skate is different. And that's the other thing, that don't envision the old roller skates, you know,
yes,
the car hop girl coming out to you to deliver, yes, you your burger. That's not what we're talking about. The inline skates, they look like ice skates, but they're not.
Yes. Yes. No. I mean, they're very, I mean, if you've ever been on the inline skates, I mean, it's very similar to ice hockey skates. I mean, I've never played an organized inline hockey game. I've never, to be perfectly honest with you, been on in a rink, but I have inline skates, and my son and I have zipped up and down the streets, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, it's very similar to the skating on ice. You know, it is different, but for the most part, it's pretty similar.
Stopping would be
there is
the
no
one
stopping
for me. Yeah, stopping would, yeah, be like I'd go
tight turns, tight turns, buddy.
I was trying to teach stopping on ice skates to somebody this past winter, and yeah, that wasn't working.
But, I mean,
so I can only imagine on
if I could paint a picture for what like the fans would expect. It would be very similar to the way the NHL is right now with their overtime rules and the 3-on-3 and how exciting that is. The only difference is it would be 4-on-4, and it would be that quick and that up and down. Lots of scoring opportunities.
Yeah, are you expecting like high scoring games here?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I don't think like, I mean, the one thing, like, I mean, the coaches and I and scouts all the time, we always kid aside about how coaches ruin hockey. I'm talking about ice hockey, because what we try to do is we try to dummy the game down. You know, it's just all basically defensive tactics. And, you know, if you ask any coach, they'd like to win the game either 1-0 or 2-1 or, you know, a low scoring game. Where I think with the inline game, I think it's going to be more run and gun. It's a lot of one-on-one, man-on-man. And, you know, I think it's going to be exciting for the fans. That, and I think it's going to be something different. And I'm looking forward to it.
For those that don't know or have forgotten, okay, let's see. You coached at Port Huron Northern. You coached the Falcons, and in fact, you were the coach of the year in the North American Hockey League. Your one full season, and then like 12 seconds after you got the award, you weren't there anymore.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm laughing with you, not at you. You're coaching down in the Detroit area. You've got what age group don't you coach? You got midgets. What else you got? You got bantams?
No, I coach midgets, and then I coach my son's team, which is a squirt major.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Bill's done a lot of coaching. You scout in the OHL.
Yep.
So, this is not just some Blummer made a call to to somebody he walked past in the street and said, oh, maybe he'd make a good coach,
yeah,
and offered you the job. You've got some notion about teaching hockey, and whether it's played on roller skates or whether it's played on ice skates, it's hockey.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think that the tactics are the same. And, you know, I did an interview a couple weeks ago with the paper, and, you know, one of the things I said in the paper was that at the end of the day, you're still managing people. And that's really what, you know, coaching is all about, is putting players in the position to succeed and getting the most out of what you have. And, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I think I've done a pretty good job in my career at whatever level I've coached at, is maximizing my roster and getting the most out of my players. And I wouldn't expect anything different from this group.
How many guys will it take to fill a roster in this sport?
It's less than what you'd see in a normal ice hockey. I mean, you're looking at 13 to 14 players. You know, 3-4 man units, and then a goaltender, and then possibly a backup goalie. But you know, like I told you before, I mean, they you know, when they first approached me, which was a lot different than when I was approached to coach the Falcons back many moons ago. You know, at first I wasn't interested, and then I sat down with Jeff and Bobby, and we had a meal, and we discussed some things and looked at you know, where this league is at and where they want to go and the vision that they had. And quite honestly, it was something I wanted to be a part of.
Well, all I can say, I watched you take a team that had one win at Christmas time and turn it into a team that went to nationals the following year. So I'm going to put my faith in you that you know what you're doing and that you're going to do a good job here.
It was a much different I was telling somebody the other day about how that whole situation started, and with the Falcons, and you know, basically I got a phone call one night from Marty Haddad, who was with the team at the time, and invited me down to a game on a Thursday night at McMoran, and I think they were playing Motor City, and I think it was like 8 or 9 to nothing at the second period, and Marty leaned over to me and said, hey, you know, would you be interested in coaching this team? I looked out on the ice and I looked at him and I said, not really.
We didn't have much at the time, in all honesty. Boy, we flew through like 15 minutes here in no time, so I got to let you go. But thanks for stopping in.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm sure I'll be back.
Good luck with the Yeti. And, yeah, you can come back anytime. I'll talk hockey with you any day of the week. I'm all right with that. All right, I'm only going until 6 tonight, so we'll be back with another segment in just a moment.